Wednesday night or on the Yud Tavis. So tonight we're going to combine the Dvar Halacha with, not with Chavis Halvavis, but with also Divrei Musar Vahashkafa. We'll combine the two. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that there's four Taneisim in Mechuyiv to fast. Tisha B'Av, Shavas B'Tamuz, Gimel Tishrei, and Asar B'Tavis. Mitnei HaDvorim HaRoim Sher Iru Bohem. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, very famous Mishnah Berurah, I think. It's famous, people should be aware of what he says. B'Kalelu HaYomim, call yourself Misanim Bohem, because of the tzoris that happened to them. I want to speak specifically about Asar B'Tavis. The tzoris that occurred. Why? Because they lower alavavos l'fakech al darkei hatshuva. V'yezeh zikaron ma'aseinu haron ma'asei avoseinu shehoyer k'ma'aseinu atah atshigoram lohem v'lonu also not tzoros. Tzoros happened. The tzoros happened because of the way Klal Yisrael was acting. We act that way now also, so we do tshuva. So there's a point to it, not just to remember what was, but we are continuing with ma'asim that are inappropriate, that are wrong, averus. Shebezichron dvarim ha'elu, by remembering these things, noshuv lahetiv. Kamo shenemar, v'zvadu v'savona v'savona v'olsem. L'chein chayev kol odom, losim alibu b'olsem hayomim, that would be tomorrow. L'fashvesh b'ma'asov, v'loshuv b'hen, k'yem ikar ha'tainis, like it says by Ninveh. Esakum estanitim lo nemar, eves ma'aseihem. They don't know what to do, so they go for a tiyul, dvarim b'teilim, tofsu hatofel, v'inichu ha'ikar. But you can't just say, I'll do tshuva, and I'll eat, because there's a mitzvah saseh, midiri hanaviyim, to fast. So dvarim ha'ra'im. So what happened on Asar B'Tavis? That's what's a little hard to have the attitude that, okay, so we know Shabosamach Melach Bavel, Vachanetzah Rosh on Yerushalayim, the Haviyah B'Matzor Uvimatzok, Umizeh Nimshach HaInyan, Nimshach HaChorban. So you see a Yisod from there, because, I mean, this is, first of all, it's in Bayis Rishon, and it was just the siege. So Bishlom of the Churban, you know, the siege of the Bayis Rishon. So is that such a davar ra? And the Ma'isim Roim that they did led to the siege. The siege was. So I think the key words in the Mishnah Berurah are Mizen Nimshach HaChurban. That it wasn't. It was, and the equivalent in a person's Ma'isim would be to realize that sometimes you make a decision about something. Maybe it's where you live. Maybe it's where you daven. Maybe it's who your friends are. And then umizeh nimshach. Then already things flow from that. And you don't even realize it at the time that choice is a bad choice. And you have to be alert to things like that. And that's why, so the Ma'isim, and it led to a siege. Now the siege means that Nimshach HaChorban. It wasn't just a tactic. In other words, it was Taka Dover Ra that happened, the siege. On that day. Why? Nothing happened that day. No one was killed. No one was starving. Nothing that day. But he means that Nimshach HaChorban. That's what I think. It's like you move to a certain neighborhood, let's say. And then 10 years later, you wonder what happened. So you don't realize. You've made a decision 10 years ago. Umizeh nimshach hachurban chas v'shalom. Right? It's a hemshach of that. So that's what you have to be alert to. Doing things that will snowball or will have an accumulative effect, or will set you on a certain path, and that's not good. And the Yidr Gisa to the good, it's the same way. You make good decisions, and so then, even though at the time you're not really changing your life all that much, But if you make good decisions, umizeh nimshach, what comes out of those good decisions, and the whole hemshach is related to that original choice. That's why you have in the Mr. Melio, you have a marshal about Nakudas al-Bechira. So after 20 years, let's say even if you have a Baal Tshuva, so he struggles with Shabbos, struggles with not turning on a light. Even if you have such a matzah, so okay. So he gets schar for not turning on a light Shabbos, something that would be, let's say, unthinkable to me. To any from birth person. But then, 10 years later, he's not struggling with it anymore. His nekudas habechira changed, in the words of the Michtam Elio. But the Maila is, you see, but it was mizeh nimshach. Certainly, even if we'll take the Michtam Elio at face value, and it's a very difficult piece to absorb, that people who don't struggle, so that's not part of their bechira, not part of the playing field of their bechira, but certainly someone that struggled with it, and now he's not struggling, so it's this yisod, it's mizeh nimshach. So that's okay. That was a bechira you made that had ramifications, and it had tofos, and it had hashlachos. That's not, you don't lose your schar for the struggle just because you won the struggle, and now it's second nature. In fact, that's how the Chavis Halevis describes everybody's Avodas Hashem. Everybody's Avodas Hashem is, you go one rung up the ladder, say, tomorrow I'm going to have Kavana in Birchas Avos, in Shmon Esrei. Then it's a struggle, you try hard, and then it becomes second nature, says the Chavis Halevis. So then you go to the next rung, and you say, I'm going to have Kavon in another bracha, or another two brachas, and do it until it's not a struggle anymore. And then move on and on and on. So you say, well, it's not a struggle anymore, so according to Michtam Eliyahu, it's not fear. The answer is, that's the Yisod of Asara B'teves, Umizeh Nimshach. When things flow from a certain makom, so you have the, it works, Midatova, and Chas V'Shalom Fakeret. That's why we, what's the Dover Raw that happened? It's hard to, you know, Gimel Tishrei Nichbe Gachelos Yisrael. Breaking through the walls, people were killed, they took over the city. Churban. But like, Asara B'Teves, not only is it so short that it's over before you know it, but it's also, like, it's hard to relate to a Dover Raw that was the siege for 3 years, 3.5 years, for the Bayis Rishon. Like, it's gone, it's, but the answer is Mizeh Nimshach. And that's a yisod that we should remember. Okay.